Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock 'em Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we have political problems going on right now. The nation is in a turmoil, depending on where you are and what you're doing right now. And joining me now is, I don't know if I want to call him a young man or not. He outranks what the rank I attained when I was in the military, so maybe I just better call him Sergeant Major. But joining me now, he's going to run for U.S. Senate in... He's looking to occupy the seat that Lamar Alexander is retiring and giving up. So joining me for the first time is John Henry. Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much for having me on. I am so proud to be able to share our message with you today, and I'm grateful that you're having me on.
Well, you know, it's not many. James Yeager has never ever. Recommended or brought up a politician to me, because he's political, but he's not, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, it's true. And James, let me tell you, I walked into a restaurant, and, you know, as usual Marines do, we look to left and right, and we see who the biggest, meanest guys there, and we make sure we address them, so if something goes down, they're on our side. So I saw James in the restaurant, went straight toward him, shook his hand, a little powerful shake, and I said, James, I didn't say his name. I said, sir, my name is John Henry. I'm running for U.S. Senate. He says, hey, we need to go outside. And that's what we did. We went outside, and he gave me a quick introduction to his folks there and his huge army of followers.
Yeah, James is, I'm one of the alumnus of Tactical Response. Very proud to be so. You come from a sort of a well-known organization a lot of people have heard of. You are a... Now, were you a command sergeant major in the Marine Corps?
Yes, sir. In the Army, they call us command sergeant majors. For us, we're just sergeant majors. The other E-9 is a master gunner sergeant in the Marine Corps, so sergeant majors on the command level.
Gotcha. So, now, for those of you listening, and here lately, sergeant major, I have been beating up on all these generals coming out against Trump because I'm not really high on that kind of thought process. But when you've got a enlisted guy coming at you now, this is a guy that had to work for a living. This is a guy that doesn't live in a bubble, never lived in a bubble, couldn't live in a bubble. I mean, even in your highest posting, you were expected to be with the troops, weren't you?
Absolutely. The commander's got to have a pulse of his youngest Marines. And he does that through his, as you know very well, a staff NCOs up through his sergeant major. No staff NCOs have to be able to approach that sergeant major and convey the needs and what needs to happen in that unit.
Let's talk about a few things that you are for. Let's talk about the one big thing that I think makes you the most in any race, the type of person that you are. And this is just me looking at the stuff that I've seen and what I've been able to glean so far. A lot of politicians come from a place of money. They fundraising is easy. They're not grassroots oriented. They go into office if they succeed at winning. They go into office beholden to somebody. And that kind of a relationship and that kind of life puts you in this sort of bubble where you sort of see reality, but you're not really experiencing reality. Whereas I look at you, and you know everything from the drag of the lowest part or the lowest point a human being can be in here in the United States versus the fact that you can go as far as you can will yourself to go.
Well, that's true. And when I first, when I was born and raised in a very small community, Riddleton, Tennessee, in between Carthage and Hartsville, between Lebanon and Cookeville, we were dirt poor on a farm. Now, I don't think you're going to see that many politicians at all. Usually, some of my opponents have never been to a public school. They were always went to private schools and went to Ivy League colleges and so forth. And you see that in the folks that I'm running against. Others are good people. They just, like you said, don't have the money. And it looks like to me, if the folks right now don't know that they're talking to John Henry, who's running for U.S. Senate, then we see, again, money's winning out. The media, they'll focus on the millionaires. The millionaires have these campaign managers that direct their campaign. Really, some of those candidates just walk, and they're told where to go, what to say, what to do. And for me, I'm not beholden to big money at all. Just know that my experience from private to sergeant major, bringing that experience, that leadership experience to this campaign is definitely something different. And if we keep watching the commercials, keep looking at the big billboards, keep looking at those things, let them direct our votes, nothing will change.
Well, I know that you have a chance simply because I've seen it happen before, and I hope you have a good grassroots organization working with you, because I've seen grassroots organizations change the complexion of an election in like a week and a half just by putting shoe leather on the ground. But I want to just hit some of your points that are on your website simply because I have my own thoughts on some of these. And my first one that I'm looking at is term limits. Now, I think, I live in South Carolina. We had a guy named Strom Thurmond who lived to be 100, and he was still a senator in the United States Senate. Now, Strom, when they would roll up on Strom and say, "Senator Thurmond, how are you feeling?" One of his aides would have to step up and say, "The senator feels great," because the senator was just sitting there with his head cocked back and his mouth open. He wasn't saying nothing to nobody. "Yeah, the senator feels great. Thanks for asking." So I don't even know who was voting for that guy. And I firmly believe there should be term limits on serving. Look at Joe Biden.
Absolutely.
If Joe Biden were to win the presidency tomorrow, he won't remember it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you just a bit from history. What we see is it's still a silver service job. So the longer you stay, the more your retirement is. It's not you serve one term, you get your full retirement. That's a misnomer. That doesn't happen. But the longer they stay, the more they get in retirement, but also the more power they get up there. If your name we'll say one of the big dogs. If you're Senator Feinstein, if her name is on a bill, she's been up there so long, other people attached to it. And that's the problem, is the longer you stay, the more power you accumulate by being there, more seniority. I call it leadership positional power.
Right.
And that's why I, myself, look everybody in the eye, and I shake their hand and tell them, I can't make people have term limits, but as a Marine, I'll lead by example and only serve. By God's grace, I win this position 2 terms, and I go back home.
Yeah. The guy you're looking to replace, Lamar Alexander, you think he has a lot of power?
Well, the thing is,
He didn't do anything with it if he did.
Right, but he's got the constituency with him inside the Senate that makes it a powerful group. For me, if you and I have had this conversation before, if, again, God grace me this position, I will join the military caucus. Now, in the mid-70s, 75% of U.S. Senate, 75% of U.S. House of Representatives were veterans. Now,
right.
You think about the late 70s and the 80s, how great that time was. Yeah, we don't get along all the time, but at the end of the day, when the door opens, you have to have tact, bearing, and you have to come together. And that's the last thing that we see in Washington, D.C. right now are these professional politicians.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break. For more information on the Sergeant Major's candidacy, go to johnhenryforsenate.com. John, J-O-N, no H in that, johnhenryforsenate.com. If you're living in the Tennessee area and you're looking for somebody that's going to go in there and maybe get their knuckles bloody. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with a gentleman named John Henry. He's running for Senate for the Senate. He's not running for Senate. He's running for the Senate in Tennessee. And let me ask you a question. I was E5 in the Army and everything, and I sort of look at serving in the military, especially, and I'm sure you did the same thing. You know, we give, when you're in the military, you're giving basically the prime of your life to the nation to keep it safe. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would agree with that. I left the farm. We were growing tobacco, very physical work, hauling hay in the summertime, cutting wood in the wintertime. It's what poor people do back then, is physical work. And I'll tell you, when I joined the Corps, I was a physical beast, or so I thought I was, and it just kept getting better and better until my 40s. And I'll tell you, you get a wake-up call when you're on that three-mile run in the morning, or you're putting that pack on your back, and literally young men and women get the prime of their life to service their country. Here in Tennessee, that's exactly what happens, is these young people serve without complaint and give some of their most precious years to their military service.
So maybe you can understand, and maybe you could do some sergeant majoring for me, because as a Sergeant E5 who gave my best time to the nation, I'm looking at a lot of these blue states, and I'm looking at the sheer stupidity with which they're being run. And I'm beginning to realize that, you know, that oath I took, it only meant something to me, because none of these other people have that sense of equality the way I have it. Or the way you have it. And as somebody that might be coming into the federal government and everything, where do you think the federal government should stand on some of this stuff? Should they let the states just let this happen? And I mean, we'll come back to this with the Second Amendment as well, but with all of this stuff that's going on, and the conflation they've got with COVID-19, as well as with all of these protests and Antifa and everything else. Have you ever experienced it? I mean, haven't we? I used to see this overseas. I've never seen it here.
Yeah, I think you and I both, and all of your audience either have served or know someone served. We took that oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I think right now, it's clear that we need to define who the domestic enemies are among us. We define terrorism in the Marine Corps as someone that had a political, ideological, or religious difference is one thing. When you take those differences and you will risk the safety of other people and do damage in whatever degree it may be, as you see around the nation right now, I think it's important we start defining folks as domestic terrorists in the correct way and enforcing the law with those definitions in mind, clearly.
What would that mean if we declared them domestic terrorists? What would that mean if I see a bunch of Antifa in their black bloc outfits going operational and jerking people out of cars and everything in front of me? What would that mean for me as an armed American?
Well, to me, if any time you label that terrorist, they are labeled the terrorists, as they should be, then the National Guard is going to be our next step, because the domestic terrorism will clearly, as you and I see it, foster a type of hatred and violence that we haven't seen in the National Guard. If the states would do what they're supposed to, then local governments would do what they're supposed to do, call them in. And to me, they need to be upholded with the highest degree of law that we can put out. I clearly believe that, because some folks are being baited in to committing violent crimes that we know the media and folks in this nation that are on the liberal side want to do. They want to bait us in, and then when somebody reacts, then that's the reason to start taking our weapons, start taking our freedoms. We see what's happening right now. So labeling them as domestic terrorists, I think, should be appropriately treated when we do that.
Where do you think this is going to go? I mean, I think in this election that you're about to stand in front of, and everybody else is about to be involved in, I think that no matter what happens, we're going to see this all the way up to the election. And we're going to see it really pop after the election. I think these guys think they have the wind at their backs right now.
I clearly believe they do as well. And I know you and I believe when we're coming up in the education system, that's the one thing as a U.S. Senator I'm going to have to help look at. No child left behind. and every student succeeds has led to what we see today. Those are the students of the No Child Left Behind, curriculum change, and funds attached to grades. If we look at No Child Left Behind from 02 to 15, those are the young people who are out there today. We've taken civics out of classes. We've taken Tennessee and, for your case, South Carolina and U.S. history out of classes. And it's just absurd what we're seeing on a 90 states level, not local, but a 90 states level of ignorance that we're seeing out there. And we know what's the root cause of that. So education has to change. Department of Education either has to be done away with, but we know that education has to come back down to the states on a more prominent level.
What do you, I got about a minute and 15 seconds here. What do you think, real quick, what do you think about the children being able to go back to school here this fall? Do you think that's going to happen?
I think it should. It should happen. We know children are hardly ever affected by COVID. It's the elderly, you know, if you're 70 years old and on a ventilator, COVID is serious. But you and I probably agree back in April, we knew if you're 55 years old, good health, feeling good, you never should have stopped work. We see that the media that's promoting this, and now we see that the media is promoting and demonizing those they're trying to put our children back to school coming this fall, and it's wrong. They need to be back in school. They need to continue to push forward with the academic agenda and make that happen. I'm a clear proponent of that coming this fall.
I'm trying to. I saw somebody talking about this online, but I'm going to try to find me some "Make America Great" or Trump 2020 masks to wear to see if we can make them do away with masks. I'm sure that would help. That we can't have that propaganda going on out there. Coming up, when we get back, we're going to talk with the Sergeant Major. We're going to hit something near and dear. We're going to talk about the Second Amendment. We're going to talk about babies. For those of you that are living in Tennessee, if you want to check out John for the Senate, you can go to johnhenryforsenate.com. That's John, J-O-N. Not no H involved, johnhenryforsenate.com. I think you'll find it anyway, though, if you look for it. Sergeant Major John Henry, retired for Senate. That's where it's at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime friend of Jeffrey Epstein, was denied bail after pleading not guilty to sexual abuse and perjury charges. Maxwell will remain in jail under tight security before her trial, which is slated for July 12, 2021. As far as Maxwell not getting bail, Ricky Kleiman is a CBS News legal analyst.
Usually, the government has the burden of proof to show why someone should be detained, because there's a presumption in favor of bail before trial. However, here, the counts have to do with sex trafficking of minors.
Harvard and MIT scored a major victory over the Trump administration on Tuesday after the government halted its plan to deport international college students who only use online courses to study this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News. After a Supreme Court ruling, the government carries out their first execution in 17 years. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Hours after the Supreme Court rejected a challenge by a 5-4 vote, a former white supremacist is the first person executed by the federal government since 2003. Daniel Lewis Lee was killed by lethal injection for the 1996 murder of an Arkansas family of three.
With confirmed coronavirus cases continuing to surge across the country, the debate is continuing as to whether children should be in school for in-person learning starting in August. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio believes...
So there has to be a non-school option available to people, but I do believe we have to work extra hard to be as flexible as we can to figure out a way to get those who do need to be in school into a brick-and-mortar facility so they can learn.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm speaking with John Henry. He is a candidate for Senate. He is coming out of Tennessee. He's going looking to replace Lamar Alexander. I don't know that I, with the exception of maybe Jeff Duncan in the House of Representatives, I don't know that I know of too many people that are serving in the Congress today that I would look out there and say, these guys are strong on the Second Amendment and they know why. How do you feel about the Second Amendment? I know how you feel, but I want you to say it. So, how do you feel about the Second Amendment? How do you feel about protecting the right?
Right. Well, obviously, as a Marine, I laugh when people ask me that. But you and I need to have. We've had this conversation. We'll have it again. Listen, I was in Jackson County just the other day, and if anybody knows anything about Jackson County, Tennessee, you're going up or you're going down. And those folks up in the hill, they addressed me and they let me know, John, when you're in the U.S. Senate, you better not vote against one bill, any bill that has anything to do with taking anything away from our Second Amendment. And so I kind of stood up back with it. I said, whoa, holy smokes, are you serious? And then he just starts in reverse order talking about the small right that's been taken away. It's called a fallacy, a slippery slope. It's no fallacy. It's real. Bump stops. Maximum magazines. He talks about how they're going to start taxing us with the magazine capacity we have, finding ways for gun owners to not be able to afford to own guns. And he was serious, and I agree with him. I think we need to make sure we step back every single time a violent act happens. We as hunters, whether I was kids squirrel hunting, rabbit hunting, deer hunting, we're lumped into the same people day in and day out that steal weapons and use them in crimes in inner city. And I tell people, I'm tired of it. There's two different types of people there. Law-abiding gun owners who we just want to be left alone, and those criminals who day in and day out commit violent acts with hand weapons. It's very important that we continue to highlight that extension regardless of what people's background is, their culture, or whatever.
The I look at the Second Amendment as the teeth of the Constitution. And now I'm also looking at what's going on today, because a lot of people that have never owned weapons before went looking for weapons. Right now, the gun industry has had its best first and second quarter ever. I mean, COVID-19 and Antifa are better gun salesmen than Barack Obama ever was. He's just a piker compared to this stuff. Do you honestly believe, and I do, but do you honestly believe that there's going to be a push for this, or is it just going to remain localized to, say, the 16 blue states that seem to be, they just can't get enough gun control to save their lives?
Well, I think there's a number of them that can't get enough gun control, but I'll tell you, the couple of places we can get carry permits here, their classes are out the door. They say we can't have enough weekend classes for those people that want to carry weapons, and you and I probably believe the same thing. If you're not the person who carries, you're going to be a victim. That's just the way it's going to be. So I believe there's no restrictions on carrying. I think I'm grateful Tennessee, and I hope South Carolina is one of the easiest states to get both a concealed carry and a carry permit. And I think it should stay that way. And those that even think about messing with Tennessee and those states that believe in carry laws should never, ever be compromised. We have to fight back on those radicals that use tragedy that we've seen in the past as a way to take our weapons.
I'm watching the way they're doing this stuff, though, with all of this defund the police stuff. And my question becomes for the leftists, so a very simple thing. So you've already thrown law enforcement. I mean, Shannon Watts got out there the other day and said, well, when policemen use guns, that's gun violence, too, and we need to react to that as well. And I'm sure that they look at the military the same way. So I'm really... And this is just me trying to have an intellectual moment. Who exactly do they think they're going to get to come and take guns from us if they were to ever go that route? Because, you know, Feinstein, you mentioned her, Feinstein sort of would like to do a little confiscation. And all these guys that have registries, California has their little registry. They got a gun roundup goon squad. So, I'm just curious as to what your thoughts are on that. It's not really something that would be germane to the conversation, but it just sort of seems like they're shooting themselves in both feet to me.
Well, they are, and you see how they're trying. You know, this red flag law is trying its best to come through the states where there's my wife or anybody that I'm in the house with just has to say that I've done something violent, and they come in and they take my weapons, no questions asked. Again, lumping those people, those violent people, into gun law-abiding citizens. I just think those are the laws we're talking about that have to be pushed back against and pushed back against. Because let's be honest, if they really start taking people's weapons, coming into people's homes, taking weapons, we may see the old-style militia come back, and then they're really going to have a problem. Because when you keep poking people, good Christian believers, good gun owners in the eye, and you just keep poking and you just keep poking, I mean, do they think we're just going to sit around and be passive and, yes, come on in my house, take my weapons? I mean, we're talking about significant, significant problems when you start taking people's weapons away from them. Those gun, law-abiding citizens who just use guns either recreational or for hunting purposes. We just got to make sure that the verbiage in all of these laws are clear, and we push back on those that have never picked a weapon up or care to pick a weapon up. And stop lumping us all in with those very unintellectual people trying to have these conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. I sometimes wonder. Anyway. They. Some of the stuff I've seen over the last 2 months, especially in Chaz or Chud or Chop or whatever that was in Seattle. In Washington State, you can't. They have universal background checks. And yet, in Chaz, they were opening the trunk of a Tesla and just handing them out. And they did nothing about that. The law, I mean, they had them on video. Hey, look, there's Raz Simone giving out guns again. That crazy rapper, I love him on SoundCloud. This is a YouTube video. Let's give it a thumbs up. They didn't look at that and say, well, wait a minute. This is against the law. We should go stop this.
Right.
So
the ultimate hypocrisy, you and I see it, and it just makes our blood boil.
It does.
Those people that continue to change the law and make us bend every way in the world to fit their agenda, and we're still law-abiding citizens trying to do it. I just think they need to be careful of who they keep poking in the eye, because I just feel like the ones that really don't care just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And when something bad happens from a law-abiding citizen, then all of a sudden we're all going to be lumped into it. And then all of a sudden great legislation that you and I know that a great number of people are going to support, including some of my opponents in this race right now. And I've told Jackson County, the folks that addressed me that day very vigorously about it, I'll never, ever support any kind of gun law that restricts any of our rights. Doesn't matter what it is. You want to own a machine gun? Own a machine gun. You want to own 15 pistols? Own 15 pistols. It's your business. Again,
right.
Big government just trying to push us around.
There's a reason I'm steering the Sergeant Major this way for all of you, that because I think John is very Trump-esque. And, I mean, Trump has redefined the way the political game is actually played today. So, if you will, one more time, Sergeant Major, if you take a moment. But I know you got a nice dinner to go to. Give me just a few more minutes, and we'll finish this out. For those of you interested in looking at the senators or the senator-to-be's website, go to johnhenryforsenate.com. John, J-O-N, no H involved. Go check that out and check out his campaign. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to John Henry. He's running for Senate in Tennessee. He's running to replace the retiring Lamar Alexander. Let's talk about being you're pro-life, yes?
Yes, sir. This could be the lock and loaded confessional right here. When I was a young man, I thought life began at a heartbeat. But then when I had my two children and now my grandson, let's make it very clear, life begins at conception when you share DNA from two human beings onward.
Yeah. My trouble that I have with the whole, first of all, the right to abortion, I would love to know where they found that at, to be honest with you, in the Supreme Court. And we're going to get to a larger issue with the Supreme Court that I have in just a minute. But right now, as we see all these guys out there trumpeting Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff, they seem completely oblivious to how many black people we lose per year to abortion, don't they?
Well, it's true. And how many families out there either can't have children or want children, and we don't educate young women to be able to have the child and put it up for adoption. I mean, first of all, we need to address that. If we're going to say we want to get rid of abortion, we need to make it easier to adopt. I mean, it averages $30,000 to adopt a child nowadays. We need to bring that down, relook at that, and make it where folks here in America can be adopting those born here in America. It's not that we're pro-life and then leave them alone. We're pro-life and adopt if that's what we need to do by educating those mothers in that area.
Sure. This whole idea... when I'm looking at all the little things they've got going on right now, the left,
right,
and they refer to this as women's health rights or women's reproductive rights or something like that. I've often wondered, and I would, if I were in the House or if I were in the Senate, I would do this.
Yeah.
I would get up there and I would say, "Listen, I'm going to play your stupid game, okay? So." These people are not actually people until they get into the phone book or until they've got a Facebook page. That's what you're saying? That's fine. From here on out, We are not going to prosecute people for killing two people if they kill a pregnant mother. You can't have it both ways. Which way is it going to be? And I would love to see what the reaction to that one would be. I'm sure that would be quite the reaction. But to the bigger point, one of the problems I have, especially with gun rights, because, you know, one of the things that gets pushed all the time when the presidential election is going on is that we got to have a Republican president to make sure that we have the right guys in the Supreme Court, which is not exactly a slam dunk, as we're finding out. I mean, John Roberts has proven that. And what do you think about these people that want to leave it to the Supreme Court? They want to just throw just have the biggest load of garbage as legislation out there and let the Supreme Court sort it out. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a lack of leadership. You and I both, I think, will agree on that. We just need leadership. We need people to step up, grab the reins on all these types of things. We're just putting these things in the Supreme Court's hands that should be legislated and taken care of. You and I completely agree on it, I'm sure. We just need leadership of people who aren't careerists, who have to go left or right, and they can't say things, they can say things, and just have some leadership.
Right.
That's why I believe in term limits. Is you can say things and not worry about retribution. Just do your job, have some leadership, stand up, make it happen. We see so many times these city mayors, these county mayors, and these governors who don't stand up and just be leaders. Make the hard decision, and we need that in the U.S. Senate, that's for sure.
Well, some of them, some of these guys, they'll make the wrong hard decisions. They'll make very totalitarian decisions. I've been seeing that in the blue states. But as far as getting out there, like, one thing I'd like to see is and I know that Congress has this ability to do that. Congress could go to the Supreme Court and say, you don't actually have jurisdiction over this. We'll be taking this from you. On any given case, that's my understanding is the way that is set up. They can go in there and say, no. I'd like to see that happen. It needs to happen once just so people would actually believe that there's, I think part of the problem in America today is a lot of people just don't have faith.
Right.
And nobody's doing that kind of stuff to go out there now. That would be a, like when we're talking about term limits. Now, I'm glad you're for them. I'm for them. But as a realist, I think the only way we're going to see term limits is if we turn every one of those guys out and we have 435 new people going in and they all agree there's going to be term limits. Or there's a majority that agrees there's going to be term limits. I don't even think the system is set up in such a way where that's even something that would be considered. Which I kind of think that's sort of a dishonest kind of thing that goes on with that. What do you think?
Well, we've seen some of the best legislators up there, and you and I talked about legislators and those that are just there. If you remember J.C. Watts from Oklahoma, the quarterback, played for Oklahoma, he led by example, just like I would do. He said, listen, I'm only serving 5 terms in the House of Representatives, and I'm going back to Oklahoma. And it was the 9th year, even though so many people tried to get him to stay in the Republican Party. Of course, he's a black man, he's a big football player, and they wanted to see him stay there. He said, listen, I'm from Oklahoma. My word means more than my seat. I'm going home. And after 5 terms, he went home. And I think that's admirable. I think that's, to me, I don't know why it's got to be such a hard thing. You see Bill Frist, who served in the U.S. Senate 2 terms. People say, well, you got to be there a long time so you can be on these, in leadership positions. And look, he was a leader of the Senate for how many years of those 12 years he served? So we just need to debunk a lot of that, like you said, and prove that it can be done. Get up there and serve as the House leader, the Senate leader, serve your terms, and go home. So clear of how it needs to happen.
I would like to see that happen. I've seen a couple of people that have done that around here locally, and I don't know. I also see a bunch of people that go there claiming this is what they're going to do, and this is where the thing comes in, and this is where I think your book of life would help you more so than some of these guys, is that seductive power that comes from having this temporary job and being out there and being a legislator and all this other stuff. So,
right.
I wish you luck in this. I wish you luck in this pursuit, because I think being a U.S. senator now should be considered a national sort of that. I mean, that's how Newt Gingrich put it together when he did his contract with America. He made everything a national election, and he put everything in that context. And I think having you in the Senate would be very educational for your fellow senators. I might drop you a line going, Senator Henry, I think Marco Rubio could do with an accidental knock to the head. What do you think, Senator?
Well, I'll just be honest with you. As a senior enlisted advisor, Sergeant Major, you got to tell the commander some things that he may not want to hear.
Yeah.
And I think that's what America is long overdue, is hearing some things they may not like to hear. I've answered some questions I know. I don't have a campaign manager. I tell people the way it is. It's a breath of fresh air for a lot of people. Everywhere we go and talk, that's all they want. And that's what I ask people out there. Do you really want something different? Right now we've got a couple of millionaires who are running 1,000 miles an hour in this race, or their campaign managers are. Then you have us. And those millionaires, they take over the airways. They take over whatever. And so some people, they don't even know who's running. And that's a sad thing. They need somebody that can stand up and have that moral courage to say what needs to be said.
I got, we only got about 20 seconds here, John. I will leave everybody with this. If somebody asks a politician or a wannabe politician a question, and that politician has to turn to prepare remarks or something instead of just looking them right in the eye, that's a difference between a John Henry and whoever else he's running against.
Absolutely.
Because he's shooting from the hip. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Grateful to be on Lock and Loaded. I'm so, so proud to have been on the show.
Yes, sir. Have a good evening. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.